You're listening to Retail Gets Real, brought to you by the National Retail Federation. Join us for a look inside the world's largest and most interesting industry. And now your host, Bill Thorne.
Welcome to Retail Gets Real, where we talk about the industry that impacts everyone, everywhere, every day. I'm Bill Thorne with the National Retail Federation, and I'm joined today by my co-host, my friend and colleague, Jen Overstreet. Hello, Jen.
Hi, Bill. How's it going?
It's going great. How are you doing?
Great. I'm really enjoying Retail's Big Show.
Retail's Big Show, what is that?
It's technically called NRF 2018, right. Retail's Big Show. And it is the biggest gathering in the retail industry of all retail's most important people, including the one we have with us right today.
Well, I think that is 110,000% correct. We have 38,000 really good friends with us, but we've got one really good friend with us, and his name is Rob Mills. And Rob is the Senior Vice President and Chief Information Officer for Tractor Supply. Hello, Rob.
Hello. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Great. Thank you.
Good. So, Rob, what is Tractor Supply?
So, Tractor Supply is a specialty retailer. We're about 1,700 locations across 49 states, and we really focus on rural America. We service customers that lives the out here lifestyle. So think about in a rural community that needs anything for their farming animals, to their animals, their household animals, as well as other type of supplies, equipment, apparel, etc.
And where are you headquartered?
In Nashville, or actually Brentwood, Tennessee, a suburb of Nashville, Tennessee.
Great.
I have a Tractor Supply, just FYI, in my community in Warsaw, Virginia.
Yeah, we take a lot of pride because we don't look at ourselves as 1,700 stores. We look at ourselves one store in 1,700 communities. And if you walk into our store, the passion of our team members and the knowledge of living the lifestyle and understanding rural America is just amazing. The knowledge and the connection that they have with the community. So we're pretty passionate about it.
So what about you? How did you get your start there at Tractor Supply?
So long story but short, sure. My roots, mom and dad grew up in Nashville. And they moved to Chicago. I'm a Chicago guy. And about 15, 20 years, they retired. They came back to Nashville. And I always looked to get a little closer to mom and dad. Looked at Nashville, looked at for prime companies. Tractor is one of the retailers that are growing. We're opening up anywhere from 80 to 120 stores a year. Big focus on digital, like a lot of other retailers. And my skill set matched what they were looking for. Not just a CIO, but a leader that could really focus on business strategy and really the digital part of the business and transforming that customer experience.
Now, the digital side of a business that really, its thrust is agriculture, primarily, rural communities. When you look at the technology that you have, your online presence, what you're doing in store, people, when you think about farming, you think about big equipment and all of this other stuff. What is the offering there that's different from online, different from the store? Or is there a difference?
Yeah, there's definitely a difference. So first thing, our customer is not necessarily that commercial farmer. It's a customer that might have 5 to 10 acres, might farm or land their property or garden on their property for more pleasure, or maybe just local food source for their community or for their family. Very much is into their animals, big equine, large animals, as well as small household pet. So our customer, a couple of things that they look for. Sure, we have categories and products that you could buy online, and that's from us or others. And it's about making sure that we're priced right, everyday low pricing. But on the flip side, it's about the product and expertise and the ingredients. And so if you're an animal owner and you're extremely passionate about it, which most of them are, they look at the ingredients. They want to come into the store and talk to a team member about how their animal may react to a certain ingredient or the type of food, or their animal might not be feeling well. So what type of other supplements that they need to provide? You might have a customer that is doing some type of drilling and they need 3-point equipment or a drill bit broke and they need to get that piece of equipment or need right now. they'll pull out their mobile phone, they'll look up Tractor Supply, they'll look at the local inventory. In some cases, they'll reserve it right online. 70% of our online customers come through a mobile device. Mm-hmm. And then they'll reserve it and drive into the store and pick it up. So what we do know is our customers very much enjoy coming into that store and interacting with the customer. It's really around that product and content expertise.
How do you translate that online? I mean, because you're exactly right. You look at this, when I've been into the Tractor Supply, they know their business, but they certainly know the community, and they certainly know when you explain to them, this is the challenge that I have, what recommendations do you have? How can you do that online, or can you do that online?
Sure. So we're doing a couple of things. Our digital presence is definitely evolving. We put a lot of focus on it, especially over the last 3 years, and replatforming our technology, bringing in different skills to the organization, putting extreme focus on it. And I'm proud to say this year, 4C, which does a lot of customer insights as well as customer survey data, rated us as the number one website retail experience.
Wow, that's fantastic. Congratulations,
yeah,
bro.
So very proud of the team and Tractor Supply.
Proud.
But with that being said, where we get high remarks is because we put a lot of focus around telling product stories. So product information out there on the product webpage or the spec page, as well as around content. You know, we have partnerships with places like Farmers Almanac, where they will feed us information into our website. We actually, for our Neighbors Club, give a free subscription online to help drive a level of education or awareness of things in their community, as well as just farming or gardening or cooking or whatever their expertise may be. So we put a lot of focus of that product and kind of content expertise online. We have a great Facebook story, Facebook following. You know, we have advocates out there, our ambassadors, that talks about certain trends or needs. You know, goats, believe it or not, is extremely popular. So a lot of focus on that, not just goats, but other categories as well. And then lastly, using video to tell the story of our brand as well as our products. So we look at all different type of media types as well as social media.
You know, it's interesting because at my farm, if I were to have an animal, there are two that I would like, a goat and sheep. I don't know why.
I thought you were going to say chickens.
You don't have any chickens?
Chickens are pretty popular, too.
I thought you had animals.
No, just the wild type. But the thing with chickens is that we have so many, like fox. We've got a lot of, you know, birds of prey. We've got a lot. They have a lot to combat.
Yeah.
So I would go for the larger, more sustainable.
I'll take a goat.
There you go.
Rob, you were talking about, when you're talking about all these cool things, I was thinking a lot of, because I'm a marketing person, a comms person. I was thinking, oh, that's a marketing thing. That's a comms thing. One of the things I think is so cool about what's going on in retail right now is how all these departments are all starting to interconnect and work with each other. And especially you, you're like right in the middle of it on the technology side. Can
yes.
you talk to us a little bit about what's going on? Like, how are you guys working together, and how important is that to the things that you're trying to achieve?
So first thing, we have a great retail team at Tractor. Strong collaboration, very passionate about the business. Personally, I'm in a unique role. So in addition to being the chief information officer and leading the IT function, I also lead the strategy for the company. So I'm somewhat of the quarterback by pulling all the groups together to make sure we're aligned on short-term and long-term company direction and objectives. And so it's very cross-driven. One of our core strategies at Tractor is something we called One Tractor. And it's essentially where the customer can shop anywhere, anytime, anyhow they want. It could be online, in-store presence, mobile, et cetera. It could be making sure that we're consistent with our messaging across the different platforms, really driving a channel-agnostic kind of shopping experience with that customer, making it very seamless. And to do that, it drives a lot of cross-functional effort. So we're aligned on where our focus needs to be. We have four primary objectives. One is around that customer experience and making sure it's the best usable experience possible for the customer. It's easy, it's convenient, it's fast. The second one, making sure that we really have an extended assortment. So we have the ability at any time to offer the customer a product that they need. We're very much a needs-based business. So when it's cold, they need heating. You know, if there's a hurricane, bad weather, they might need generators, other type of equipment. So we need to really be there to make sure that we're offering that legendary service. So extended assortment is really key for our strategy. The third is really around product and knowing our customer and the analytics behind it and using that data to fuel the in-store experience as well as online. And then lastly, it's all about the core infrastructure across the business. With us being a growing business, we're opening up new DCs, we're making investments in technologies. But as I started off with the actual interview or the conversation, our people is the most important part of our DNA. We have one of the strongest cultures out there, and it's not just writing on a piece of paper. I've never seen such a powerful culture that such as Tractor Supply has, and it's all fueled by the people. It's our primary focus.
So tell us more about the culture. What is it like to work there?
Yeah, so it's fun. We have a lot of fun. We really embrace change and initiative and accountability. It is a company that really rewards test and learn and failures.
What do you mean by reward?
Sharing that knowledge, sharing the successes as well as the opportunities or the failures. We have a corrective of action error process that we actually go through as a team to talk about how we can improve processes and look at things differently and stronger and better. So we put a lot of focus on continuous improvement and really re-energizing or rebuilding ourselves, everything that we do. And always, how do we be the best in the category? And more importantly, always ensure that we're focusing on the customer experience. So it's a fun culture. We're a growing company. We're actually celebrating this year our 80th anniversary. So we've been around a long time. Started off as a catalog company out of Chicago. And it's amazing how things evolve. And when you think Tractor Supply, we do not sell tractors. Yeah. We sell big lawnmowers and equipment, of course, but we do have tractor parts, etc. But it's really going back to the heart of we're here to service that customer for their needs, offering legendary service, making money, having fun, and really creating just an environment with our team members that supports the knowledge. We hire our customers, and that's really our primary focus.
So you are actively engaged with the National Retail Federation CIO Council.
That is correct.
And if you were to define, based off of the meetings and the conversations that you have, what is the one thing that keeps you and your peers awake at night?
There's a lot of things.
You don't sleep much.
If you're a CIO, you're always worried about data and security, and that's always top of mind. And over the last couple of years, the technology and the processes really matured. And so, but there's always new attacks out there, things that you have to be aware of. The second is the amount of change that's occurring and the disruption. The disruption in retail is the new norm. And so how do you keep current with it? How do you ensure the right priorities? How are you ensure that you're directing your business appropriately and having a good partnership is really key because you want to make sure that you're investing in the future and investing the right things for your business. The third and probably number one for me is going back to the talent. I talked a lot about our people, but you need to make sure that you're developing and embracing and keeping the talent you have, but also growing where it makes sense and where you need to invest. And so a lot of focus on talent development. And then lastly, it's all about that customer experience. So those are kind of the four buckets. There's just a lot going on, a lot of disruption, a lot of priorities, things that you have to do to make sure you're keeping your assets safe, but at the same time, making sure that you're doing right by your teams and developing them and offering them career pathing.
Oh, I was just going to say we're here. The noise around us is getting louder and louder. Yeah. But here at the Big Show, there's these expo halls full of these amazing technologies. I think we have more than 700 exhibiting companies. What have you seen as you've walked around? What makes you excited about the future of retail?
So a lot of questions, a lot of curiosity from the attendees. The trends are clearly mobile, digital transformation. Artificial intelligence is becoming more real. With the power of data, and now people are understanding how to use that data, either to drive customer behavior or merchandising decisions or company strategic objectives. So it's fun to kind of hear the conversations and the disruption that's occurring. And just what I love about retail is there's a level of collaboration. Sure, we don't share our secret sauce and talk about our company strategies in great detail, but it's all about how do you make sure that you evolve that customer experience. And what I love is the level of collaboration that you find with other retailers or other professionals out there.
You know, it was interesting today, earlier this morning, before the exhibit hall opened, I was actually going up to find a friend of mine who's with a company that is exhibiting here. And there were there was a guy that was on the phone in front of me. He was talking, and he said he made a comment that he really was enjoying this year because it feels like he's a part of a bigger thing, a community. He said, we get so narrow in our vision and our focus, and then when you have an opportunity to go out, you realize there are others that share your concerns. You learn from them. They learn from you. And he said, it's just a shame we can only do this once a year.
Yeah, I would agree. There's a lot of people here, a lot of energy, a lot of different countries and companies and industries represented. Here at Tractor, we actually have our CEO with us.
He's
investing a day or two actually walking the floor to understand the technologies and the disruptions. This is our time to meet with key partners to make sure that we're showing the level of investment and partnership. And then in addition, we have our chief marketing individual as well as our head of store. So when you think about that customer experience, that digital experience, that in-store and marketing flavor, how do all of it come to back together? And that's very much, earlier we were talking about the collaboration within the team.
I think that's so cool that you guys have come together and how you mentioned you're actually a part of that senior executive team to help guide strategy. It's cool. You guys are all here seeing the same thing. So you can all get on the same page when you get home.
Yeah, we talk about what we see, what makes sense for our business, what doesn't, debate a little bit, have a little bit of fun, build relationships. It's great. I always like coming to these things personally because it's almost like a little reunion for me. I see people for over the last 20 years that either grew up with in my career or former boss. Or employees, and it's just great. It's a great opportunity to meet and keep connected.
You know, one of the things that I was thinking about when you were talking about data, there's always been this, people are a little bit scared of the data that's being collected. You know, I believe that people are kind of feeding this fear. Customers have no reason to fear this evolution, this revolution in terms of collecting data and making sure that their experience is the experience that they want to have. Is there? I mean, there's no concern there.
No, I mean, sure, it's customer data. We never typically identify to an individual unless we're doing some type of marketing or personal email campaign. But sure, it's sensitivity. We got to make sure that we're keeping the data secure and thinking about how we're approaching it. You know, what you're finding or what I see is occurring is that customers or consumers are being trained by some of these large retailers or online presence. And it's about if they share data and they see value that they're getting back, they'll continue sharing the data. So they're very open to it, but at the same time, it is very priceless and precious data, and you got to make sure that you're using it wisely. You don't want to be bombarding the customer with 15 emails or text messages or sending them notifications when it's not relevant. They need to make sure that you're providing and using the data with it's real relevant to them, or they will push away.
It sounds like you must be doing a good job of that if your customers have rated you so highly.
Yeah,
so.
We try, and I think there's an opportunity. But, we're cautious in how we use the data. But one of our big focus in 2018 and the next couple of years will be around our customer analytics and how we use that data to really personalize that experience and how we communicate with the customer.
When you look at the future of retail, I'm sure you've seen the same headlines that we've seen and heard the same news reports that we've seen, that retail, as we've known it, is dead or dying. They call it the retail apocalypse. And for any number of reasons, people don't go to the malls anymore. People are shopping online all the time anymore. They don't like the store experience. The store experience isn't appealing to the millennial. Every single reason. Is that your view?
So, no, it's not.
I would hope not. Greg, are you listening?
Yeah. So, here's my view. There's a lot of stores that are still being open in every year. Yes, there's a lot of store closure. I do believe there is a lot of disruption that's occurring, and I believe that's the new norm. And I believe retailers are needing to step up greater than ever to make sure that we offer the best customer experience, in stock position, the right price. I believe the consumer expects that now, and we're obligated and expected to deliver it. To me, this is a really exciting time to be in retail because there's a lot of disruption that's occurring. It's a lot of opportunities to train and to learn about the customer, and it's a great way to grow the business too. So people need things, they're going to buy them. How do you make sure it's a really personalized and a convenient experience for them?
It sounds like you really like your job.
I love it.
It sounds like you have a really cool job.
I
just wanted to ask, like, what makes you most excited about your job? What's the thing you love most about what you do?
The people. I'm very much, from a leadership perspective, truly believe in my heart that it starts and stops with the people on your team or that you surround yourself with. And we just have a great culture and a great organization and amazing people that I work with, and even with my peer group in retail. And I'm energized by that. I like to work with smart people. I like to work with passionate individuals, and I have that. So that is the best part of my job.
I like to work with smart people, too.
Yeah, I do, too.
That's why I'm here with Bill.
There you go.
Wow.
It's review
thank
time
you.
Coming up.
Yes.
There you go.
Speedily. We are getting short on time, but we have the segment of the program that we call Rapid Response.
Okay.
And so what we're going to do is we're going to ask you a question. It's going to be short and sweet, and then all you're going to do is tell us the first thing that comes to your mind.
All right. Let's see how well I...
It's painless.
I was out a little late last night, so might have one less brain cell.
All right.
I don't know if I should have said that.
Jen, start us off.
What was the last thing you bought on your phone?
Last thing I bought on my phone. It was actually a gift for my wife for Christmas.
Excellent. What was the last thing you geeked out over?
That I geeked out over? Wow. Probably a little bit just recently with the NRF experience. We had our council meeting yesterday. It was very high energy. I get energized by that. So yeah, I was pretty geeked out about that. Gadgets are always cool, but I like to, it's about the atmosphere with me.
Who was your childhood hero?
You know, I've probably had a couple, but I've had some really, and once again, it sounds a little hokey, but I had some great teachers growing up that I really admire. So when I first started my career, I wanted to be in the education field. I actually wanted to be an elementary teacher, and then I realized I was so passionate for change. So it's some of my former school teachers.
What's your pet peeve?
Individuals that do not follow up on their commitments. Things happen. I absolutely appreciate it, but the lack of communication is annoying.
What is your favorite movie?
Oh, gosh. I have four young kids, so I have a lot of kids' movies. Definitely saw the recent Star Wars movie that came out, and that was pretty cool. It was probably one of the better ones, I thought.
That's pretty awesome. Well, Rob, thank you so much for taking time out of what I know is a very busy schedule to join us today on Retail Gets Real. Your insights are incredible. What you're doing is exciting. You work for a great company. Greg Sanford, your boss,
yeah,
serves on the National Retail Federation Board of Directors, and he is, he's got a lot of energy, a lot of passion and enthusiasm for what not only Tractor Supply is doing, but what the entire industry is doing for the community that it serves. So thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you.
And Jen, thank you for co-hosting.
It was awesome, Bill. Thanks.
And thank all of you all out there for listening to another episode of Retail Gets Real. We're going to post more information about the topics we discussed today on our website, retailgetsreal.com, where you can also find links to other episodes. From the Jacob Javits Center in New York City with 38,000 absolutely fantastic people, we hope that you enjoyed the show, and we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Retail Gets Real, brought to you by NRF. For more information about the National Retail Federation, visit us online at nrf.com.